Hello and welcome to a conversation in the Clayton Hotel in Cork. It's a conversation with the CEO of Inhan Guides and Trevor Winkworth. Welcome.
Paul, great to see you. We haven't chatted for a while, so I'm delighted to catch up with you.
Well, okay, let's catch up then. Let me start off with a very simple question for the CEO to answer. What's been happening recently?
Lots. We are pleased that we're about to finally, and I say that because it's been about 3 years, each year is a final, launch our new Beacon technology, where our little souvenir audio players can now be triggered by very simple beacons placed around a site.
Oh, that's good. Okay, let's keep the entire conversation then for today about technology. And let's not assume that the listeners know all about beacons, but
okay.
In plain person's language, tell us about the technology.
Okay, so anybody who knows us from before, we manufacture souvenir audio players. So up to now, it's just you walk around with a player which has controls on it like a CD, and you listen to the tracks in a linear fashion. So you listen to track one, you go to listen to track two, track three, but you press the buttons yourself. You control it.
So you can stop and start at particular places.
Exactly. What the beacons now add into this is a whole oversight where the beacon now controls the player. So you just switch on your souvenir audio player, haven't arrived on site, and let's say, if we take, for example, Spike Island, which we've now just installed the system on our first contract.
So Spike Island is that island which used to be a prison. It's like Ireland's Alcatraz, is that right?
Exactly, Alcatraz in Cork. So Spike Island, if you walk onto it today, our souvenir audio player is on sale on it, but the difference is it's with the beacons. And what it means is around the site are 40 beacons, indoor and outdoor. You won't see them. They're tiny little, the size of a cigarette pack. So you don't know they're there, but you have a map saying around this site are 40 points of interest. Or as you walk into a room, for example, the Spike Island riot room, where they tell you about the riots.
Right.
You will, as you walk in now, your player just comes on.
You have to do nothing?
Nothing. You've pressed power on when you go on site, and now as you walk around, the audio is triggered for you. And it works perfectly indoor and outdoor, and then we range the beacons depending on where you are. So, for example, in one section of that, you walk along a corridor, and we have a beacon almost in every cell on the corridor. So you walk in, and there's one on a chapel and relics. You walk in, there's one on the shower room where the young juvenile guys used to be held. You walk in, another one, there's one on Republican prisoners. But equally, if you walk around the site, there's 16, call them information points, and on each information point is our beacon, and it triggers you to add to the story you're reading.
And tell me, these beacons now, these little cigarettes, packet
size
beacons,
yeah.
Can I go into a shop and buy one, or have you actually manufactured them from scratch yourselves?
No, this is we have patented this technology. What we've tried to do is bring what is up to now a very complicated, expensive system to low cost. It's a word I'm starting to use, demystify the whole thing. Make it very, very simple. So we manufacture these beacons. The beacons are specific to the player. We have a worldwide patent published on all of this. So it's the system of triggering that's our technology. The players still have the audio on it, which means if you leave the site with your souvenir audio player, it defaults to a normal player, and you can listen to the audio again yourself.
So you could take it home to your family, for example,
exactly,
and tell them, you should have come to Spike with me this afternoon.
Listen to this.
Listen to this.
Exactly. The beacon technology is only taking over the player when you're on site.
And I suppose you have a whole load of software developers in Palo Alto or in what do they call it, Silicon Valley, doing this for you. Is that right?
We have to be careful. I was watching Willy Wonka at the weekend. They're all locked in a room somewhere. No, the CIT developed the system for us.
That's Cork Institute of Technology.
Nimbus. I came back to them with our players about 3 years ago, and I said, how can I make this a little bit smarter? And they came up with the triggering system, which we now took out to China. So, and they've developed it further. I'll tell you a little bit more in a minute. They've really now made it very simple and very straightforward. So the beacons themselves can be rearranged on site. So you can change the range of the beacons on site, because in China we've developed a little self-ranging tool.
So ranging means that you have to stand, you can stand a certain distance away from the place where the...
Where you want the audio to trigger. So let's say you put 20 of these around a park. Could be a park, could be a city. Mm-hmm. And we normally would range them for you, but now we can give clients a tool and they can change the ranging. So do you want it to trigger at 5 meters? Do you want it to trigger at 10 meters, 20 meters, 30 meters, 40 meters? You can now decide yourself. So what we're doing is we give everybody a default range, and we supply this low-cost tool, and now the client can say, that's great. They take the beacon, they pop it in this little box, for want of a word. We supply the... It changes the power on the unit, and they can now decide, I want this one to work at 35 metres. Once you've done that, it'll work at 35 metres. There's a digital display which links to a readout we give them.
So if let's take an example in Ireland. So if Clare County Council own the Cliffs of Moher tourist attraction, and I don't even know if they do, if they're the ones who own it.
They don't do audio players. I wish they would.
But hang on. If I then am the head of Cliffs of Moher, I can put these beacons in around the Cliffs of Moher.
Anywhere you want.
And I can vary how far people have to walk away, let's say, from the tower.
You could say, right, from 20 metres, don't fall off.
Oh, right.
It could be a warning.
You could actually include warnings.
Well, it's audio. The audio is yours. The audio content is whatever you want.
Oh, I see. Oh, this now fits in.
I've offered the old system to them, but they're worried about people having headsets falling off the cliff.
Well, I wouldn't blame them. They must be trying to ban Pokemon on the Cliffs of Moher too.
We'll give them one earphone headsets. That'll solve the problem.
Anyway, okay, go back to this thing. What do the Chinese do? So they've developed
a nice little on-site tool which we can now package for clients, which means now we don't need to have technical support on-site, or you don't have to call in a technician, because you can have two things. One, you have your beacons. They have them default ranged. You can then have the little tool, and then you can reset the beacons as is you want, because only takes 5 minutes. Equally, you can change the tracks on the beacons as is you want. So you could decide that this beacon now triggers track 3 instead of track 4, and we give them that information, and it's very simple. I'm not a techie. CIT showed me how to do it in 10 minutes. So a complete do-it-yourself audio system with beacons that trigger can now be sold. We can sell it on an online platform, and that's the next thing we want to develop, is an online platform where we offer audio technology to clients. And again, it'll make it much easier to engage with them. They'll be able to go online and say, if you have audio, you'll be able to upload it, and we'll manufacture for you, or we can create. But as I said, it's demystifying all this, what seems very expensive technology. It shouldn't be.
Right, and that means you're going to find yourself going into competition with some of the existing systems, which you've just referred to as being expensive.
Oh yeah, we're in competition already, but this now takes us to a new level, because we have something, as I said, which we could package and send worldwide. And somebody arrives in, you don't need technical support. You know, an electrician who can do a plug could sit down with you and say, okay, I'll sort the whole thing out to you. Like IKEA, a good list of instructions, and do it yourself.
So you're going to need good marketing to get people aware of this. you're going to have to use all the, I imagine, all the different marketing tools, as well as your face-to-face contacts. But then on top of that, you're going to have to change your website, aren't you? You're going to have to get your website into shape so that somebody in, let us say, Edinburgh, up on top of the castle. Yeah. Would be able to go online and buy from you.
Yeah, we've now planned to invest in the website. It'll take 3 or 4 months to build it, but it'll be a completely different platform. That's why I was saying audio platform. It'll be a product and services platform, which will be very clear. If you wanted to compare it to something, imagine something like Vistaprint, which people use for business cards. You'll be able to go into it like that and order what you want, what you'd like from us. You can upload your content or obviously engage us to create content.
There's another company, by the way, that produces business cards called Moo.
Yes.
M-double-O. I've used them. They're bloody good.
They are. The Moonpig. And so what we're trying to do is, as I said, offer people a complete, easy solution with simplest form of engagement. Now, we're still there, we're going to support people, we will build up the company to do that. But it's a very, very simple, very adaptable. The beacons themselves are run off two A4 batteries, which will last 6 months. And we're looking at solar cells to also boost the beacons. So nothing complicated.
And are they expensive? Have you got your music playing?
I have a phone, a message coming in.
All right, okay, we'll
just going to
hang on. Okay, great. Anyway, we won't be long anyway. We won't be long anyway. So tell me, are we talking about high-end pricing?
No, low-end.
Right. You don't have to say how much now. I'm not pressing you for that.
No,
but just that it will be affordable.
It'll be frighteningly affordable.
Right.
Frighteningly for the big guys. Because,
okay.
As I said,
okay,
these guys are charging six-figure sums.
Right.
The system goes in, it'll be a low cost, and then people buy the players as they want. So, again, they're buying souvenir audio players like you would mugs, tea towels, or whatever they like to use with the system.
Right. So they'll sell them on for you, right?
Yeah.
In other words,
yeah.
Again, to go back to the Cliffs of Moher, if the Cliffs of Moher bought it, they have a shop there. Or maybe they'd put it on the entrance or whatever.
Exactly. And they, as I said, they can manage the whole system themselves quite easily. And then they go online and can restock.
Right, right. Okay, look, we're going to stop now. Is there any one more thing you'd like to tell people about before we finish? Anything else on your mind?
I need to find somebody who could help me out on the marketing. I wonder who that might be, Paul.
Well, there you are. There you are, right? I'm all up for competition and everything like that. But anyway, look, Trevor, thank you.
No, look forward. Thanks, Paul.
Yeah, look, and tell me, look, if people want to contact you, what's the best way to get in touch?
Sales@inhandguides.ie. So the website, inhandguides.com.
Inhandguides.com. Okay, lovely. Trevor Winkworth, thank you very much.
Thanks,
great
Paul.
Talking to
thank
you again.
You.